Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, hallelujah.
It's
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. That was, it's working in our favor. You got a seed in the ground by William Murphy. Well, we're so blessed and honored today to celebrate our founder and the host of this radio broadcast, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, that the Lord has anointed to leave out of Stockton, California, where she started her ministry, and go to New Orleans, her hometown. And we are so honored and blessed to be on the line today to tell you about the mighty evangelist woman of God. I thank you so much. So I'm going to read a little bit, strip to you just a minute. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I am your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. And I'm going to read, a time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enlighten, enhance, enrich and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read a King James Version, and you can find it at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. So we're going to stop right there, and we're going to talk about Evangelist Adrian Bernard. This is a celebration for her, doing the Lord leading her, doing the work in her hometown of New Orleans. And we're so blessed that we have had this opportunity to meet and be in the ministry with Evangelist Adrian Bernard. You know, she always say, Sister Ruby, don't talk about this and don't talk about that. But I was looking and I say, Lord, you know, she's all of it. So I always keep different programs that I go and wherever I go. But especially with this broadcast, I always make sure I keep the programs. And I was just thinking back on New Destiny Ministry when it was launched. It was a spiritual leadership conference. That's where she started. That's where her mind was set as the Lord opened the door for her. And I'm going to read a little teeny bit to you. Empowering spiritual leadership for the kingdom. And that started on December the 2nd and 3rd of 2011. And that's where I met her at the church where we were attending. And she brought in different speakers, Dr. Singleton, you heard, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, different ones, Sister Carol, all the different evangelists, Sister Carol. And I just wanted to read a brief thing because Evangelist Bernard is very, it has to be right, the spelling, the this and that, and she really take her time when she addressed God's people. She wanted all to come from her heart, and she prayed and asked the Lord to give her what to put on these programs. And I wanted to read a little bit because it touched my spirit today. It's a, dear sisters and brothers, this is coming from Evangelist Bernard. This is a 2011 Spiritual Leadership Conference. On behalf of New Destiny Ministry, I would like to welcome you to our first leadership conference. Our theme for this year is empowering spiritual leadership for the kingdom. Several years ago, the Lord placed this vision and ministry in my heart, and she's correct. I've been with her a long time, quite a few years, so I know that the Lord put it in her heart, and she loves God's people. And I said, okay, that's a blessing. And the vision, the Lord, the ministry in my heart, now the time has come to run with it, and she runs with it. The vision is bold and faith-filled to evangelize and be powerful witnesses for the kingdom of God. God has a new destiny for those that unite and equip themselves properly in the body of Christ. We can accomplish more united than we can divided, and she truly believes that. She wants everybody to come in and fellowship. I encourage you continually walk into your purpose and your destiny, utilizing the effective tools necessary to withstand the wiles of the enemy. I sincerely pray that you will be empowered and enlightened by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spoken word. Thank you for believing in this vision for your presence and act of kindness. Sincerely, in love and destiny, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And she don't take it lightly. She lives the life that she set out to set. So I was just saying that. So that was spiritual leadership. You know, I feel like the Holy Ghost is working all over me, but I'm going to go ahead with this. This was when she first, the Lord gave it to her a couple of years ago, but this is when she first launched her ministry, and it's called Spiritual Leadership Conference 2011. Well, then the Lord, she went over that, and then two of the evangelists in the church we were at, they were walking. It was a men's ministry on Block Talk Radio, and they said, well, we want to have the women in there. So they start giving out tracts and, you know, inviting them. So they invited evangelist Adrian Bernard on the broadcast. So it was, the name of the broadcast was Circle of Love. And Pastor Adams and his wife, First Lady Carol, was hosting the broadcast with evangelist Priscilla. So evangelist Bernard got on the broadcast not knowing that the Lord was going to open another door for her. This was just the beginning. Look how God works. We ought to give him praise. Because you know, never know what's in your plans and your purpose that he have already structured. You just have to
hallelujah.
Be obedient. Hallelujah. I'll get excited.
Glory.
So she got on that. I'm not going to take a lot of time because we got people. But she got on that Circle of Love broadcast, and the pastor would ask her to come and bring the word or whatever, because Evangelist Bernard is equipped. The Lord has anointed her and equipped her with this whole ministry. She can do she can run a whole church. She's administration. She do all this thing. You know, the only way you'll know it is that you be around her and see her moving and working and acting, or if she give a seminar, then she puts it there. So anyway, she got on there not knowing that the Lord was going to set her up with a Block Talk Radio. So I think she was on about 3 or 4 months, and then all of a sudden she called me and called the evangelist, Joshua, to, she was opening her own broadcast. And it was Block Talk Radio, you know, New Destiny Ministries. And what was so exciting was the Lord gave her a time of reflection. So we can go back every now and then and reflect on how God has brought us forward from that time she came on, because it's like, 28 months that the Lord has blessed us to be on this radio broadcast and bring his special people on here. But anyway, evangelist didn't know anything about the Block Talk Radio, but she's a quick learner, and, you know, the Lord blesses her and anoint her, and she knew about the computers and on different things because she was in administration. So she knows all how to set up all that spiritually now. Not she do naturally, but spiritually the Lord has anointed her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and she truly believes what she says. She loves God's people, and she loves to work for the kingdom of God, and it's just a blessing. So anyway, she started with two people, I think, her and Pastor Prophet Michael Davis, and I think Prophetess Harrison was the first one came on the broadcast. And from there, she's been launching Block Talk Radio, and the Lord has blessed. And then 2012, she gave, you know, I keep all this. She gave, every year she was given a sort of a conference after the Lord initially allowed her to come forth with the vision he had given her. He had, you know, it came to pass. So when it come to pass, not only the vision that he gave us of spiritual leadership came to pass, but the Block Talk Radio came to pass. So listen, that's two ministries right there. So then she said, well, I'm going to do a true fellowship. And that was a conference, a true fellowship, and that was a conference in 2012. And she was on the Block Talk at that time. And her topic was, you know, it's just a blessing because I think about it, and she has the love of Jesus Christ for God's people and each and every one that she encounters, and always doing work and different things for people. So it's a blessing. I've seen it with my own eyes, and I've been around her. And like I say, I work for the kingdom of God. I'm not pumped to prime up for nobody to pay me to go ahead and say it. I see this. So it's True Fellowship Conference 2012. And her theme was, it was so blessing, let brotherly love continue. And she took the scripture out of Hebrews chapter 13 and 1. If you get a chance, you can read that if you want to. And that was December the 7th and 8th of 2012. And she had some awesome guests there, Dr. Winston Singleton and Pastor Cheryl Hanson. And the pastor was such a blessing. And where she had the conference at his church, Dr. Kenneth and First Lady Bertha and Lady Carol, she was the psalmist. And then Doris Campbell was the SVP, and Dorothy Stream was the one she talked about when she met. But it's just a blessing, and I could just go on and on and on, but I know everybody else has to get in and want to say something about Evangelist Adrian Bernard. But, you know, I think, you know, I'm sort of emotional but right now. But, you know, I think about it, and I say, Lord, it's just awesome how you have brought her from spiritual leadership conference. That's one ministry. To Blog Talk Radio. That's two ministries. She had no knowledge. It was all planned way before, you know, she knew it. And then after Blog Talk Radio, she doing True Fellowship. She wanted all the churches to get together and come and have fellowship and learn holiness and graciousness and how to love God people and to do his perfect will, that no souls will be left unattended to or not us going to see about souls. So she does that. She gives gifts. She gives alms. She works for the kingdom of God. And it's just a blessing to have been with her this time. And there's so much I can say. I'm going to get off here. But I thank the Lord for this because I was the witness out there in this highway. See, I'm the highway and hedges witness. I go to car wash wherever. But when my daughter passed and different things like that, I was tore up inside. Not that I wasn't saved. It's just that I was just tore up. I couldn't adjust to it because I didn't know that she was sick. She didn't look sick outwards, but she was sick inward. But then it was a blessing to be on the Blog Talk Radio and then for the Lord to allow me to host it, you know, co-host with Evangelist A. Renard. I mean, some days I was better, some days I wasn't, but it gave me strength, saints. It gave me the love to touch people. It gave me that the Lord was watching over me, but I still had to go through these phases. So I just, for me, it was a lifeline for me at this point. You know, 3 years almost my daughter be gone at the end of this month. Evangelist Bernard will be on this broadcast 3 years December. But I knew her prior to the broadcast. So with the encouragement and the different things, it helped me. And I say, Lord, my life will never be the same again because he led me to this broadcast. And he inquired, like you say, all of the different ones that come on the broadcast, we don't see them face to face. But it was a blessing for me because I was doing the work of the kingdom, and for that I give badges and Jesus Christ all the glory and all the praise. It have strengthened me. I'm strengthened more this year than I have been, you know, in the previous 2 years. And I thank all the callers and the speakers and the godly women of God and the men that come on with for no charge. The Lord is, I know for a fact, the Lord sends them on this line. And I always say, don't sign off because God has a rhema word for you. And every time we get on this broadcast, it's been 24, 28 months. The Lord has sent a rhema word for somebody on this broadcast. And I say, Lord, I thank you because I can eat and still be on the broadcast and be in touch with God's people. So I'm so excited that the Lord has sent her to New Orleans, her hometown. I say, your hometown. I'm always saying that, Van, you finally got to your hometown. And she's original. You know what I mean? You can say, well,
I don't want to be a copy. You know, a lot of people try to copy this and copy that and copy the speakers or copy the pastors or copy the evangelists or whatever. But Evangelist Bernard is real, and she's who she says she is, and she will stand, and she will humble herself and do the work of the Lord that he sent her to do. So for that, we're just saying it's a celebration for her to set her ground and roots in New Orleans so that she can do the work that the Lord has allowed her to continue on with this year. So we're going to know. We'll see what the next phase will be, because like I told you, it was 2011 with spiritual leadership. Then she got Block Talk Radio. Then 2012 was True Fellowship. So I'm so blessed and excited that the Lord allowed me to meet her, and he sent her in the church where we could meet each other and go forth, especially with her grandchildren. And when she was there, she said everything she had to tend to about her grandchildren. So it's a blessing. So God bless each and every one of y'all, and I get sort of kind of emotional about it. But anyway, I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Hamilton, and I think Liberal Democrat, or Pastor Hamilton.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Well, we are here for a celebration. Let there not be a dead organ, body member, or anything to do with us today. We are here to rejoice the kingdom of God. I'm excited, family. Know that you are truly loved and appreciated, honored in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you being on the broadcast today, but we also just want to collectively come together on one accord. Say that with me today, one accord, that we are under the will and the power of the Holy Spirit to adore, to admonish, to give gratitude to God for the life, for the ministry of my friend, my personal friend, my personal mentor, my personal layman in this work of the kingdom of God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We definitely are family. And we just want to thank God for her today and ask everyone that's here just to be in agreement with us that as we go forward, it's not about her. It's not about us. It's not about anyone in particular, but it's about the work of the ministry that God has called her to do. Amen? So we're just going to give thanks today. I'm grateful that God has given me an opportunity to be a part of New Destiny Ministry. It has definitely changed my life. And most people could say, well, you're a pastor. Well, it doesn't matter. We all need fellowship. We all need accountability. We all need relationship. And I have found that here at New Destiny. So I want to start today with a couple of scriptures, just to one for us to now go into this next place. Say place. We're going to different places, going to higher dimensions. And then one for you, Evangelist Bernard, the Lord has put on spirit for you today. But we'll begin in Psalms 107, 1, 8 through 9. It says, I will. Come on, make that personal today, family. I will give thanks to you, Lord, for you are good. Your loving kindness endures forever. I will give thanks to you for your unfailing love and your wonderful acts to all your people. For you satisfy the thirsty soul and you fill the hungry soul with good things. Lord, we're thirsty for you today. We're hungry for your soul today. But we want to connect with you, Lord. We want to worship you. And for you, Evangelist Bernard, Matthew 11, 28. Lord, you have said, come to me, all you who labor and have heavy laden. I will give you rest. Lord, we come to you today, Lord, with our labor. We come to you today with any heaviness. And we rely on your word that you will give us rest. It says, take my yoke upon you and lean from me. Learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For your yoke is easy and my burden is light. My sister, know that the enemy is trying to distract you. The enemy is trying to take you off a mark. God says, rely on him. God says, take his yoke. You've already taken it. You're walking with it. But understand that the burden is light when you're doing it for the Lord. Just be encouraged today that the Lord is with you. He has chosen you for such a time as this. And I personally covenantly bond with you. I'm in covenant with your ministry, and P2P will follow you to New Orleans and wherever God says for you to go. We are with you. You are not alone. So, Lord, today, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Lord, we come before you today, Lord, not about ourselves, but about you. Lord, we come today to celebrate the kingdom work. Today we come together to unify on oneness that you are the source of everything that Evangelist Bernard needs, but everything we need. And, Lord, we rely on you today, Lord. We cry out to you today, Lord. We bow down before you today, humbly coming to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you today, Lord, that this is just not a show. Lord, we thank you today that this is just not another gathering. We thank you today, Lord, that this is a declaration of oneness, of unity, that not our will be done, but your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, and all those in agreement, come on, raise your hands and let's worship him today. Oh, come on, just worship him today if you know he's holy. Worship him today if he's been worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy. Lord, you are holy. Holy. Lord, you are holy. What a privilege. To worship at your throne, to be called into your presence at your throne.
Search the earth below. There is, there is, there is. church, the earth, the heaven, the world, any place, but there is no one, no one, no one. Worship you today, Lord Jesus, for you alone are worthy, so worthy, so worthy. There is no one. Come on, we gotta worship you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire.
Oh,
down. Send your spirit, Lord. Rain. I need you to breathe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shower down. 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 Send your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We praise you right now. We come before you. We come into your courts with thanksgiving.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
We lie before
hallelujah,
you in praise right now, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We worship you today in spirit and in truth, Lord. We activate the spirit in us today, Lord Jesus. We come to you in faith, Lord. We rely on you in grace, Lord. We follow you willingly. We come before you in obedience, Heavenly Father God. We honor you today by trusting you in your word and your word as truth. Lord, we give you first place today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah.
We subject ourselves that your word is final. There's nothing before it. There's nothing after it, Lord. And we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we embrace your values. We embrace your character. We embrace your habits. That, Lord, we learn you, Lord, that we show ourselves approved by studying you, by letting you reveal yourself to us, Lord. We hear you today. We see you today, Lord. We ask of you today. We knock on every door. We pray unceasingly, and we render ourselves helpless before you today, Lord, that your will be done. Not our will, but your will be done. Not our ministry, but your ministry be done. Not our evangelist, but your evangelistic move. Not our desires, not our thoughts, not our will, but your will be done. We commit, we focus, and we rely on you totally. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Come on, everybody in agreement, just give the Lord a praise right now for
hallelujah.
Being in agreement.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let's thank
hallelujah.
Him for giving us the opportunity to come together again and to honor him by the life of Evangelist Bernard.
Hallelujah.
Let's honor
hallelujah.
Him by the ministry of Evangelist Bernard. Let us make him first
hallelujah.
Place because of her decision in the kingdom work, not in her personal work.
Uh-huh.
I thank God today for New Destiny Ministry. I thank God today personally for Evangelist Bernard. I would just like to just say that, you know, from the time that I met her, it was confirmed not by her work, not behind the blog show, by her spirit that confirmed to me that she relied on God as the source of her everything, that she walked on the power that was in her, not on her. She followed him. She followed him. What's that?
Open the door.
That I could see the following in her. That I could see the spirit in her, not on her. I saw her life was surrounded by grace. Woo, Jesus. And that she walked by faith and not by sight. And I knew then that was something that I could connect with, because God, family, as we've been preaching over and over again, is rising up. New warriors, new believers, new disciples that will lean on him totally and not on themselves. And that's what I see. That's what I relate with. That's what I covenant with. And that's what I connect with when it comes to New Destiny Ministries and Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I give God glory today that ever since I've been connected with her, I have seen a change in my life personally. I see a change not only in my life personally, but in my ministry.
And not only in my ministry, in my leisure time and the other things that I do for business, you know, for income and for leisure and for recreation, I've seen New Destiny touch my life because everything that I do, it relates to the message and the statement that God has made through her. And I just thank God for her today. I want to say personally that I covenant with New Destiny. P2P Ministries, we covenant with you, and we want to help you financially. We want to help you spiritually. We want to help you in any way possible that God has ordained. We are connected with you today, and we thank God for you. You are not alone. You are not alone, whether in California, whether in Houston, whether in Florida, whether ever God is going to be leading us in this next season, we're connected with you, and we are in covenant with you. And before I turn this over to a liberal Democrat, which I know he's overexcited to just get on here, I just wanted to share something God had put in my heart about my connection with New Destiny. The word covenant, the covenant meaning that I am willing to be in one accord with you, that I divinely position myself to be in purpose with the mission of New Destiny. That not only in prayer, that not only in physical help, but financial help and anything else that P2P is gonna. We now are looking at $50 a month dedicated to your ministry. We will start that today, and every month we will sow that in there, and we're looking. God is saying a year, so we're gonna sow 12 months at $50 a month, and any other offering that comes in through us to you, we're going to sow it into your ministry. We sign that with you today, a covenant relationship with you, but not for you, but for the ministry.
The ministry. Thank you, Jesus.
So, family, we want to encourage everybody. This is not scripted. This is not pushed. This is from the Lord, the Holy Spirit. God is calling us to be in covenant with this ministry. Not just to bless today for a meal or for gas or for just a temporary covenant. God is calling us to covenant with this ministry because of what it's done to help us, that we can covenant with them for a period of time and sow into this ministry. We will be number one to step out and say, we are tied with you. We encourage each and every one of us, because the Bible says in Matthew 28:19-20, says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Together we can unite as one for serving God, following his every command. Let us take it back together. That's what we covenant with you today. We thank God for you. We worship the Lord for this relationship. It has changed our lives, and we thank God for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Liberal Democrat. Hello?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Man of God.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm just encouraged. Amen. Amen. I got the list of names. Amen. That we're going to be coming up. Amen. Amen. I got it here. We're going to be bringing up. Amen. Amen. Sister Albertine. Amen. And then Pastor Martin. Amen. And then Prophetess Glover. Amen. Of God. And then. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, amen. That sound right, man of God? Amen. I don't know if you guys can hear me because my call keeps dropping. I don't know if
Pastor
you guys can hear me. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amen. All right. So we thank and praise God, amen of God, for
Hello?
Our service.
Can you hear me?
Amen. God bless you, amen of God. We can hear you now, amen. Is this Sister Albertine?
No, Pastor Martin.
With okay. Amen. I thought we were going to do...
No, we are. That was my fault. I totally apologize. I was trying to talk to her one-on-one on the side. My fault.
All right. All right. Well, amen to God. Well, let's open up Sister Albertine line and whatnot, and we just go along with the schedule. Amen. So we thank and praise God for those of you that taking out, amen of God, your time and whatnot, and we appreciate you coming on this line. You guys have been a blessing to me as well and whatnot. I just wanted to say that, amen, as we are, amen, honoring the woman of God, amen, how the Lord is moving this, amen, from a radio broadcaster also, amen, in conjunction with the radio broadcast to, amen of God, a venue, amen, to an actual building in New Orleans. So those of you who have been sowing into this ministry financially and praying, let you know that your prayer is being heard. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is moving. Amen to God. Some more announcements about some stuff going on in New Orleans. Amen. Her gift is making room for her. And I'll say this, and then we're going to bring on the woman of God. Amen. Sister Albertine. When I came on this line, the first thing and lesson that God taught me, amen, I got from observing evangelist, amen, Bernard and Sister Ruby Larry. I listened to their testimonies. Amen. Sister Ruby Larry, amen, being an armor bearer, amen, working the lines, even in the midst, in the anniversary of the death of her daughter. And then the same with evangelist, amen, I got her sisters in prison. Her daughter's been murdered. Her son's in jail. And the first lesson God taught me from looking at these two women of God, that while you're wounded in the battlefield, you can still fight. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And that's one lesson, amen to God, that she continued, amen to God, to teach us on this line. Amen. You don't look like what you've been through. A lot of us that are calling in this broadcast, many of you are wounded. You've been going through, but the woman of God, amen, Sister Ruby Larry, amen to God, evangelist, amen, Adrian Bernard, amen to God, if you call in this line, they teach by example, you can be wounded, you can be snake bit, but you can still fight. Hallelujah. Amen. You still got to praise. So I thank and praise God for that and for anything else. Amen. I was one of them wounded soldiers too. Amen. With church hurt and whatnot. But amen, when I saw these two women, amen, operating, amen, in spite of what they went through, they were still on the battlefield. They were still fighting. They were still praying. Hallelujah. They were still witnessing. Amen. In spite of how they felt, in spite of what they were going through. And somebody on this line, no coincidence that you are connecting with this ministry. Amen to God, because, amen, you are, amen, expounded on today that you have to fight while you hurt. Amen to God. So just understand that, amen, when you connect it to this ministry, this is the message. You have to fight while you hurt on the battlefield, amen. And that's what I got from these two women of God, amen. That's why I keep calling in, amen to God, because I'm learning, amen, by being on this line, amen. Just because you're going through, you still have to fight. So, amen to God. So we're going to bring on, amen, Sister Albertine, amen, another soldier, amen to God. Hallelujah, amen to God, that been fighting. I've been hearing her testimonies, how, amen, she was going through. Sometimes she said she didn't have a place to stay at times, but she still came on the line, amen, she still covered people, and she still prayed for folks, amen. That's what this ministry is bringing up, some amen to God, some intercessors, I'm trying to told you. So if you're fighting right now, if you're hurting right now, you still got to fight. Hallelujah. Yeah. Wherever you at, you still have to fight. So amen. So God bless you, amen to God, amen. We're going to open up her line, amen. Sister Albertine, God bless you. Are you there?
God bless you, little Democrat. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, Pastor Hamilton, my family. I just thank you and praise you just for being a family. You know, family means a lot, because family is not just friends, or most of you guys I haven't even met face-to-face. I've had the opportunity to meet Evangelist Bernard face-to-face and fellowship with her. I truly love her. It's like I've known her for years. When Dorothy, a good friend of hers, Dorothy, and I've known Dorothy for years, and for some reason me and Dorothy had, what was it for some reason, God had reconnected me and Dorothy just so that I can connect. And she told me about Evangelist Bernard, and she knew at the time the things that I was going through. And, you know, I was going through a little bit, a little down in my spirit, and she recommended me to go and she says, Albie, listen to this broadcast. It's very powerful. go on, allow her to pray for you and get a word of God. And it only took one that one time for me to call in. I was hooked.
Thank
you. I've talked so many people about it. And it's just such a blessing to have somewhere to go, because so many people don't have nowhere to go. They don't have no one to talk to, and it's a one-on-one personal thing. I just love the fact that it's so personal. It's so one-on-one. It's so, yes, we do care about you. We really do love you. And then even all the people that she has brought on, the prophets and pastors, ministers, even you, Liberal Democrat, with just a couple last couple of months, how you've been such a blessing to her and her ministry, with making sure she's on YouTube and making sure that people can go in the archives and listen to, and, you know, get tapes and go back. It's such a blessing.
Yes.
Because it's food for the soul. And when you can preach God's word or teach God's word or just give a person a word and let them know that you really care about them and you have that place to go to no matter what, it really helps. I was through a huge transition in my life since the year I've been on this ministry, broadcast ministry. And it was the one thing that I knew I could go to when I was at the park sleeping in my car, you know, and nobody knew about it. I could go and listen to the archives. I could get up in the morning. It was something to look forward to get me through the day. It was that one word, that rock, that somewhere I can go to and be fed and know that it's okay. We do it. There is people who care about you and people who love you that much. And as God has transitioned me and he took me through, I had to go through. I was homeless, the homeless, you know, but still spreading God's word, still telling people to come
along. Hallelujah.
It's going to be okay, still ministering to people, still praying for people in the midst of my trial and tribulation. So I thank God for her, and I really appreciate everybody that comes online and hearing their stories and testimonies, because it opens up windows and doors and allow you to understand that you're not alone.
Yeah.
Ooh, come on now.
We have to have a testimony in order for it's called. That's why it's called a testimony, so God can reveal himself in you, use you, and show you that you're not alone. You're not going through this testimony for nothing. You're going to be strengthened and also to help and strengthen others. We bless to bless others. We go through our trials and tribulations to help others, to let them know that this is how God works and operates in your life. So I thank God for her. I thank God for her diligence. I thank God for her love and her compassion for God. I thank God for her obedience and just really staying strong no matter what.
She drove across country
by herself, but not alone, because God was with her and the angels was there. But
yes,
just
God.
To see that type of triumph, to say, it doesn't matter, I'm going, I got God with me, it makes me think, well,
Crush.
Some people can't even get up in the morning and cross the street. This woman drove across country. And
yes,
to me, that's
my
she's
Come
my
on now.
She's my hero. So just in that due diligence, knowing that God had her, knowing that she stepped out on faith and went and did the things, it really strengthens me and makes me think like, wow, that's courage. And it gives me courage.
Amen.
I think, you know, even listen to Pastor Hamilton. I love Pastor Hamilton. That's because he inspires me. I love Liberal Democrat, Michael Davis. All the callers that come on, Pastor Miracle, it's all a different word, but it's the same word, meaning
that
it's God's word.
Yeah.
It's God's word. And I thank God for you guys. I truly do. I thank you for that word. I think if she doesn't hear from you for a while, she'll call me and say, Abby, are
yes.
you okay? Can I pray for you? The Lord gave me
a
word.
Right.
That's commitment. That's commitment.
Yes.
That's caring
my
for
family.
Someone. And when new callers come on, she'll make sure she goes on and follow up with them. That's love. That's love.
Jesus.
That's caring. That's commitment. And I thank God for her. And anything she know, if I got it, she got it. If anything, if I had to, I would have drove with her. I would have rode with her. At a drop of a hat, I would have went with her. All she has to do is just ask. And the reason why she has that love and commitment for me is because she gave it to me. She first showed herself friendly. She was a child of God. She showed me that she really cared and loved me. And she didn't have to do that, and she did from day one.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I appreciate this ministry. I tell everybody about this ministry. I pray for this ministry, and everybody that comes on, it's a beautiful thing, and I thank God for it.
Amen. Well, we
Amen.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
All
you
right.
for the opportunity for me to just say a word to give back to her. I truly love her, and I admire her. She's my one of my heroes. She truly is.
Amen. And we thank and praise God for you too, woman of God. We ask that those of you that listen to this ministry, go back in the broadcast and listen to the testimonies.
Yes.
The people that came on this line, I'm trying to told you. Amen of God. You may have came on a wounded soldier, but amen, this ministry teaches you how to fight, amen, while you're hurting, how to fight while you're going through. So when you get to the other side, amen of God, you can teach somebody else, amen of God. They can
That's
say,
right.
I saw her go through that. I saw her.
Yes.
I seen
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. So we got amen, Sister Cammie. So amen. Just let me know, man of God, you know, amen, the order and whatnot, because I think right now we got, amen,
Sister
Cammie coming. Amen.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to bring up Sister Cammie next, and then after that, amen, I think we got Pastor Martin. We got quite a few on the line today, so remember to be, remember your brothers and sisters. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen of God. Because we got some people up on here that definitely want to show love.
We got some preachers on the line, so let's honor each other.
Amen. There you go, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know you got to tell us that, Holy Ghost, because I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. You know, because I know me. Don't let me stay in order. But I know us as men and women of God, we really want to share a good word today. But we are all going to just admire her and give everybody a chance to love on her. And
exactly.
as time permits, as everyone has gotten the word in, if there's another section that someone could come in and do more, let's be diligent and let's pray and let's sow into her today in an awesome way. Amen.
Amen. Holy Ghost. All
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So we're gonna bring up amen the next a woman of God. Amen. Sister Cammie. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a woman that don't mind giving God some praise. Amen. And praying. Amen. To God and covering the people of God. So God bless you. Amen. Woman of God. Sister Cammie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing? Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God bless.
Oh, blessed.
Good. I want to say thank you to the ministry. Thank you to each and every minister, prophetess that's online. I was introduced to Sister Menard through Sister Albertine. So,
thank you, Lord.
That was, again, around the time that I was going through a lot of, I think last April or May, and I was having a tough time. It was at a time where I was, like, on the edge, really bad. So I didn't
My
know
Lord.
What I was going to do, and Sister Menard knew it. You know, when I first came on, the first word that was given to me is that, you know, hold on, you know, change is coming and all is well, and that I'm welcome anytime. And same thing Sister Albertine said, you know, she reached out to me right after and told me if I ever need her from Facebook or, you know, just call her, that she was here. And
yes,
again, that was a really bad time for me. I mean, I was really on the edge. So, I'm grateful to her. I'm grateful to her ministry, and she knows I'm grateful to her. I don't say much because that's my, you know, that's not who I am. I'm more of an action-type person. So
All right.
I, you know, just love her. She knows I love her, and I try whatever I can, whenever I can, give to the ministry as much as I can. And she knows if I have it, I'm going to give it. And, I, you know, I just don't even say it. I just say, you know, Sister Bernard, I just want to let you know I sent something your way. And, you know, she's always so grateful because she's never asked for anything. She's never
yes,
asked
God.
For anything. You know, and, you know, and it makes – it's warming because I went through a time where I was given so much and I didn't – wasn't getting anything back from the ministry. And I get so much from this ministry, and I feel I can't give enough. So
yes,
I'm just grateful to that. And I'm grateful for everyone on here that has prayed for me, that has spoken into my spirit, that has told me that all is well and has just been there for me, because my life has took a 180. It has grown for the better. My business is moving to the next level.
Hallelujah.
I removed some things out of my life that I knew I had to remove. And, you know, even though – right now I'm going through a trying time, and I'm, you know, I know it's going to be okay, you know. And she, again, called me the other day and just wanted to, you know, see if I was okay and make sure
yeah.
I was okay. And I'm thinking, wow, she the one that moved across country, and, you know, she's still
yeah,
checking
yeah,
up on
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah, so Again, I just want to say I love her. I love the ministry, and, you know, I want to be on more. You know, I've been going through a transition, so I haven't been able to get on as often as I should. And sometimes I just, you know, come on, and I may listen and drop off before I can even say anything. But I'm always there, and she knows that. So I want to say I love her, and I thank her for everything she's done for me. And I can't give enough back to the ministry because, again, it changed my life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
We get some praise reports today. Hallelujah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You can't be God-given.
Given.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, Pastor. So let me know. Amen. Do I get the next people, or let me know when I'm supposed to turn it back over and whatnot.
Oh.
Amen. I don't have a copy of it in front of me. So.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's what we want to do now is go with Bishop Aaron Singleton.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Can we get his line unmuted, please?
All right, and we also have Pastor
right.
Martin and Providence Glover, amen, on the line, too.
Amen.
I was told, amen, I got in Providence Darlene, amen, hallelujah. Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. Bishop, are you online?
I think that's Aaron.
Oh, is that Aaron? Aaron, are you online?
Yeah, I'm online.
Okay. Okay, well, let's go. Since we have you on the line, can we go with you? Would you like to share with the evangelist today?
Yeah, I can. My father, I mean, yeah.
Amen.
I can.
Amen.
Hello? Praise the Lord.
We're here, sir. Yes, praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, my that's something told me to get back in this room because y'all was going to say my name. But me and my cousin go back a long way. This is a blessing and an honor.
Thank you.
Be on this line with her. She done came a long ways. When my mother was living, my mother told her, if she take care of her grandkids, God is going to bless her. And this is the season that God is moving like never before in her life. And she's been through a lot, suffered a lot, been through a lot. But God is moving in a time like this and opening doors for her that have been closed in her face. And now God is just, she had to obey him like Moses did.
Yeah.
You know, for the wilderness, he had to go back and free them. So what she's doing on the other way like that, but God is leading her back to New Orleans, back to her home state where she was born and raised from. And God is bringing her back now. God is going to do some things that she never had happen to her in her life because she obeyed God. And God is about to open some doors that have been closed. Like, but all I can say to her, and I appreciate me being on this line, and I'm
all
talking
right.
to her, you know, getting on it because it's been encouraging my soul too. And like I always used to tell her that she got the one of the best broadcasts. She got one of the top-line broadcasts, but she just don't know. God ain't done with her. This broadcast about to take off in other countries out of the United States that folks is hurting and dying and need this type of broadcast, and he's dealing with certain people like y'all to get online to help. So God is bringing like a placement order. People that left, God is bringing the right ones to come on the right scene. He done kept y'all way back, far away. But now he's bringing y'all at a time like this, not to hold you up. He's bringing you in a time like this that people don't believe in prophecy. People don't believe because there's so many fake ones out here. But God is bringing the ones that he had hold way back. Now he's bringing them on the scene at the right season so we can get folks in order. Because God wanna pour out his recipe, being baptized, getting filled with the Holy Ghost at a time like this. And sometimes God got you here for a reason, and that's what he's doing for Adrian's broadcast. He's bringing the right people to come in because you're not scared to get on the devil's territory. And that's what we need in these last and evil days. And I thank God for being with her and helping her out. And she's a good – that's one of my favorite cousins. I love her. I mean, I got a lot of them, but I love Adrian. It's real, down to earth. And that's it. She's a good person, and this is her season. So she has to walk in it.
Thank God.
God is about to open some doors and got to worry about the wealth because God is about to bring some people on this line that's going to be blessed. And it's going to happen this year going into next year. God is moving this year because you obeyed him. You went the route that he told you to do. You didn't listen to men.
Hallelujah.
You listened to women. You listened to God. And God is about to pour out his blessing on you, you ain't got room enough to receive. I'm telling you right now, God is
about
to
move
this year. This is the year. And God is bringing the right people in your circle. This is the circle he's bringing them in. This is the time. He's bringing them in at the right time. And this is the time he's coming in. You ain't seen nothing yet. God is about to move people in.
I receive it. I receive it.
You ain't seen nothing. I keep telling you, he got your house built for you. So don't start saying, no, you ain't got to do it. You stop talking and missing your blessing. It's coming to pass. This is the year. God is about to bring it. And he's bringing the right people to come your way. Like I said, I see millionaires jumping on this line, not because of they giving you wealth. They going to come on this line because they need to be encouraged. They tired of their lifestyle.
Right.
They tired of doing this. God is bringing them. So you got to stay on this. You have to keep this line open. You got to keep this broadcast moving. If it's 7 more years, do it 7 more years. If it's 10 more years, do it 10 more years. Don't worry about the wealth. God going to bring folks to give.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't even got to speak it. You just keep preaching the truth. God dealing with truth. Living right. That's what God is doing in these last and evil days.
Amen.
So I just wanted to tell you that, and I love you. And anything you need for me, I'm going to be there. I'm here. This is my season two, and I'm walking. And I love y'all all. And y'all keep up the good work. Keep helping my cousin out because she needs it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you so much, man of God. We are in agreement with you.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, I think our next caller is Prophetess Glover.
Yes, praise the Lord.
How is it on you, woman of God?
Good, all is well. Thank you. Certainly give honor to God, and then also to Pastor Adrian, and then Mother Ruby Larry, as always, and everyone else who's on the line, Pastor Hamilton, Democrat, and everyone represented today. I wanted to certainly call on the line today to just simply be able to give special tribute to Pastor A. I'm sorry. Hello?
You're here. We're here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear for something. I just heard a lot of clicking. Okay, so I stopped for a moment. But I wanted to give tribute in honor to Pastor Adrian for all that she's doing and what she's doing in the kingdom of God, as well as what she's doing with her ministry for Blog Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministries, Empowering Souls for Destiny. I'm going to say this very quickly because I think this is it's so many things that I could say about her as far as her diligence and her way with people and the act of kindness and generosity that she shows to all people. But what I think I'm most proud of today that I wanted to just take a second and talk about is the fact that she already knew that she was called to do a work for God, but I'm ecstatic about the fact that she decided to trust God enough to step out on faith to do it. She has been diligently working in the kingdom and serving for so many years, and she's very comfortable doing that. But I knew in my heart and spirit that God had a work for her to do that only she could do and that God would bless her hands to do. And so I've said it for years that you can really start, it seems, late and finish great. And that has always been my prayer, and the amount of admonition that I have given to her for her to do something for God that would benefit her as well as the call and the gift, the grace, the anointing that's on her life. And it's you must serve others in the kingdom of God, and I appreciate her time of service. But with everything, I knew in my heart and soul that God had something, a call on her life and something for her hands to do that would please God for her in this day in leadership. And so there's nothing else that makes me more proud, makes me more happy than her ability to trust God enough to step out on faith and do all that God has called her to do. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is blessing, and he will continue to bless. It's with the grace, it's with the prophetic certainty. It's with clarity that he'll send and do. And then I also I just want to add in the end, and so many have said it before, the other thing that I've always prayed for her, for her life, as it relates to me, is that God would give her not just a reward for that she's done for me as her family member, but that God would increase her and give her a prophet's reward and make her
Ooh,
thousand times greater. Simply because,
hallelujah,
he said if you would just give a prophet a glass of water, you'd receive a prophet's reward. But I always think of the fact with my cousin Adrian that she gave me water when I didn't have it.
Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah.
I didn't have any water. There were days that I had no place to receive water. And she brought me water. And so I've always asked God not to just repay her for what she gave me as a cousin, but God, pay her for what you gave your servant. Because that'll be greater. And so with that, I'm done. I don't ever cry, but I just remember when I didn't know how to get from one place to the next, I had no way to get there. She was always there.
Hallelujah.
And for this, I say thank you. And may God continue to bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Bless you. Ah, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, we have Hamilton. Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Hamilton. I have Minister Maurice Bradford on. If you could access the Ruby to open up his lines. I've seen his number.
But is it possible? I had a scheduled time in for Bishop Alfred Singleton, and he just called in. Can we get him first?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Of course.
Yes. Bishop yes.
Alfred. Okay.
Yes.
We're opening it.
Yes.
Okay.
Bishop Alfred Singleton, you are live, and we are ready for your blessing, sir.
Well, we say praise the Lord and greetings to each one out there in this listening audience across the world, the United States of America, and everywhere in the global mission in which we have ministry and a lot of those places with our global mission family, and they have missions in the Horn of Africa and Manila, and of course we have a ministry with the Spanish and also from the Bomi people. We got church in that, so we just so grateful for God to be able to sustain us. Adrian, are you there? Is Evangelist there?
Yeah, she's online. Yes.
She's online. I spoke to her. Yeah, praise the Lord. I was in Mississippi, and I couldn't talk to you then because I had been gone. This would be the fourth week that I hadn't been home. And so we got home Tuesday evening, but I wanted to call you and talk to you. Thanks, and congratulations on your transition, and I know you will do well if you let the Lord lead you.
Hallelujah.
And every good and perfect gift come from God. And I just thank God for you and the mind that you have trying to reach out to help people. And that's what it's all about. And I have been doing that for almost 70 years. I've been saved.
Over 60, Ooh, Jesus.
65 years I've been saved. And 1949, so you do the math, and you'll see where we are. And I just flew in from Jackson, Mississippi, and down in San Antonio last week. I went to visit my pastor, who did so much for me in my early ministry when I was in the military. And of course, he turned 100 years old. And I told my wife, I said, we've got to go into our appreciation to him. So I'm glad that what you're doing, Adrian, because you know the stop that you came from, which is right, according to the textbooks, which is the Bible. And we just thank God for sustaining us in these last few days. A lot of things. How do you turn out on the building down there in Louisiana?
Things is looking good, Bishop. I'll talk with you a little privately. Everything is looking up. God is blessing. He's moving.
All right. And the young man that called me from Texas.
Pastor Hamilton.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pastor Hamilton.
Pastor Hamilton, it's my delight to meet you. And look like you talked to some of my people, Glovers and things of that sort.
Yes, sir.
We have a legacy of that. My grandfather was a presiding elder in the Methodist
Amen.
Church. I'm 85 years old. I got saved when I was 20. So you do the
math.
All
right.
So God is a good God. I am.
Good God.
I did young minister's work. I did the district elder work. I did assistant pastor work. I started churches out there in California where you have lived.
Yes.
I lived in Compton and all those places. I started a church in Monrovia, 26 miles east of Los Angeles, 445 Monroe Vista. So I'm very much concerned about the work of the Lord, and I think that's
yes.
the whole thing. And if you got that type of mind, you will be successful because the Bible
Amen.
Is right. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And then what I love about that passage is, whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper.
Oh, hallelujah.
So with the wicked, and God is able to give you all the things that Lord Aaron was talking about, Adrian, but that is, should not be our main purpose. Our main purpose. There's souls, trying
man.
To help people. And that devastation in New Orleans, I thank God for giving you a mind because it's a cesspool.
Yes.
And we know that the grace
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ
Glory.
And the love
Ooh, bless
of
the
God
Lord.
Is able to sustain you and give you help. And we just thank God. And I bid you farewell from California to New Orleans, and the same God that sustained you in California.
Hallelujah.
With you, and you will see his hand. See, the devil have to, Jesus Christ have to have an opposer. And when the devil opposes you, you see the power in the hands of God.
So those
are the days that when God will stand by you, and when you're suffering, he's always there. So I just thank God for this time, and I want to get back on because there's people who have called me since I was on the last time, and I want to know when I'm coming back on again. So
I want to make fun. We'll call you when your schedule is available real soon. We waiting on you.
All right. Well, we will be there to help in anything that we can do. And,
Amen.
And Pastor, we will. You say what part of Texas you in?
I'm in Houston, Texas, but I'm in California right now.
Oh, you're in Houston.
So
okay,
we would.
All right.
Yes, sir. So I talked to your wife, and we would definitely connect early next week sometime.
You do that. I'm not going to.
God bless you, sir.
You'll be blessed, all of you, all that came on. And have not, and all over the world where this radio beam is beaming, may God bless you in the
Amen.
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my brother. And
thank you, sir.
God
thank
bless
you, sir.
You
God
yes,
bless
sir.
You.
Thank you. I accept that.
Okay, we're going with Evangelist Bernard. You wanted the
Minister.
Person you asked me for.
Minister Maurice Bradford, that's another cousin. I'm so glad to see so many of my family members on here. 985, this is area code, Sister Ruby. We'll hit it.
Yes, 2003?
Yes. He's open.
Okay, he's open now.
Good evening.
You're live,
God
sir.
Bless all of you. How are you?
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's a blessing. Oh, my God, it's a blessing to come on the air, and especially after our great cousin, the bishop, coming behind
yes.
all of that wisdom. And he's
Hallelujah.
Already, he's already said that it's a legacy. And I thank God for Evangelist Bernard, who's saying that this generation is not lost, but this generation is saved by the grace of God. And we are determined that this generation and our family and our friends and all of those sinners that's out there, they got to hear the word of God. And we thank God for Evangelist Bernard and for her legacy here in New Orleans now. Go back where you come from and save them and tell them of the good news where I've brought you from. And I am so grateful. I am thankful to her because
Hallelujah.
She's the person that allows those that will never get the opportunity to share the witness of Jesus Christ. She opened that forum for everyone. And I am just grateful as her little cousin. I thank God for you. Thank God and just hearing Prophetess Glover and hearing the bishop. And now we have Evangelist Bernard and we have Minister Maurice. One family that's bound with Christ in us. And I thank
Hallelujah.
God for it. Listen, there's none like her. I know that there's people out there that's just so excited being related to all of the stars that's out there in Hollywood. But I am more excited to be in related to Evangelist Bernard because their starship is going to end one day soon. When the movie cameras stop, it'll be ended. When all the records they sold and they get old, people don't play them no more. But the life that Evangelist Bernard lived, we'll see that life again.
Ooh, Jesus.
When we meet him.
Hallelujah.
When we meet him face to face. And then we won't have a timeout no more. It'll be a time that we'll live it forever and forever and forever and forever about the good news of Jesus Christ. So when we see him face to face, listen, so it'll never end. It'll never end. And I know people that's related to stars, but I am excited, and I thank God for my cousin. Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And just a little bit of this. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living shall not be, it just won't be in vain.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I love you, Evangelist. Thank you so much, Mother Ruby. And for this pastor that's on the line, we thank God for you, and we love you with the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Marie.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to be going with Pastor Martin.
God bless you. Hello.
God bless you, Pastor Martin.
God bless everyone, to all the clergy, and to God be the glory for everyone that's on the line. I want to just say to Evangelist Bernard, I love you. You have been an inspiration to me and a blessing. I believe I met Michael Lewis when I first started my church, and then Michael Lewis bought Evangelist Ruby, and then here comes here, and then I met you. You came and spoke powerful message, and you came and you gave me a little golden nugget, you know, telling me to be still. God used the people and let the people do what they need to do so they can grow. And I held on to that, and the people are growing in my church. And I also wanted to just thank you because for a time I hadn't even got on your line in so long, and I kept hearing God say, get on the line. And when I got on the line, I tell you, I needed refreshing as a pastor. I needed, you know, I was going through so much, and one of the prophetess was on your line, and she spoke into my life, and then I met another one of your prophetess, your godmother. She's been a blessing to me. I mean, since I met you, I mean, I have had a Holy Ghost hookup. And I tell you, I've gotten on the line and got refreshed, and I've gotten on the line and got revived because I'm the type of person, I don't run with people. I don't like that biting and tearing people down. I don't believe God called us to get saved and have those same old habits, you know. But when I I met others, and I got on that line, and God used you to confirm things in my life. God is so good. I was going through so
Hallelujah.
Much. And then I got on a prayer one Saturday morning on Ruby, one of their prayer lines, and I got refreshed. Then, you know, God just kept having me to plug in and get a charge.
I
want to tell you that
Hallelujah.
You have been a blessing to me. Your labor of love would not go unrewarded. I know you've been a blessing to others. Like, you know, I want to just say God did say he called us to seek and save the lost. and you have touched the people that have been lost in a lot of ways. It's not just in their mind. They could be lost in their spirit. They could be lost in a lot of areas on the word of God, but God has truly blessed you to use you to open up your line and call some powerful men and women to pour into the life of people, of believers and non-believers. And I know your ministry is already, God has already enlarged your territory. I love you, woman of God. And yes, I made a commitment. I asked God, I made a commitment now. I ain't got to sow, I can sow a seed into your ministry. I ain't got to go T.D. Jakes and all these other people
come on
that
now.
I believe in. I have someone that's precious to me that I could sow a seed into your life because you have gave me love, you gave me encouragement, and you're not a selfish person. When you get fed, you'll go call up a lot of people and say, come go with me and get blessed. And I have went and went with you and got blessed, got full. And I just want to tell you, I love you, and I'm looking forward to, I have family in Louisiana, too. I'm looking forward to coming down there. I want to thank you for your lines being a blessing not only to me, but to some of the men and women in my home as well that I have told to get on the line and you pray for. I just want to tell you and your switchboard, everyone on the line, that I really appreciate you, all my brothers and sisters of Christ. You guys have been truly been a blessing to me, and you're asked here. I have you in the room right next to me, and I pray for you. And
thank
I want to thank you. I met here, and she loves you. And we on the line together. I'm on the line whenever I can. I'm not taking up time. I just want to tell you that I appreciate the love that you have for God's people. I appreciate you so much for pouring out. I know God is pouring in as you pour out, and you are a blessing. And thank you for the wonderful company that I met through you, the Holy Ghost hookup. I thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to go with Sister T next. And Sister T, we would love if you would bless Evangelist Bernard with a song, if possible.
Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you. All of you publicly.
Amen. You can say something and then sing, Sister T.
Okay. I just want to tell this woman of God how much I love her. I just thank God for her. I know how God just strategically placed her into my life. I'm at a church that I really didn't even belong to, and she just showed up. She preached under the anointing of God, and I was always to be attracted to her because she was from Louisiana, and that's where my family's from. So I just thank God for her. She has poured into my life, and ever since God put her in my life, I am a new person in Christ.
Woo, Jesus.
Excited about what God is doing, and I just see all the doors that he's opening for her, and I see as he's opened those doors up for her, he's opening them up for me as well. Now,
all right.
For her, you know, I love her with all my heart. I truly call her my godmother. I needed a godmother, and he knew what to do. He placed her in my life, and I met so many beautiful people through her, like Pastor B. So, and I'm going to go ahead and sing because it is our season. I'm going to do it right here at this time with all these people, but praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, I'm out ministering today, so continue to pray for me.
Thank you.
I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you've sown that will come into your own season. Walk into your season.
Thank you.
I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints. Those who have faith, those who have prayed, he's going to fulfill the promise he made. But I hear the Spirit saying that it is your time. Your waiting is over. Walk into your season. Hallelujah. You
hallelujah,
survived.
Jesus.
The worst of times, God was always on
Hallelujah.
Walking to this wealthy place. Hallelujah. I saw you, Evangelist Adrian. I cannot wait to squeeze the Anna so I can give you a big old hug. Because God is moving. Hallelujah. I praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sister T's been with us from the inception of this broadcast.
Amen. 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 Well, we're going to go with Sister Roni right now next.
That's my cousin and all the cousins.
That's your people. That's your people.
That's my people.
All right, Holy Ghost.
Hey, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the
Lord. Amen.
God bless you all. I just tell you, my heart is just full right now.
Mm.
Giving honor to the honoree today, Evangelist Bernard, and to Mother Ruby and all the men and women of God, and also honor to my father, Bishop Peter.
Thank you, Lord.
Who was stopped today, and all the women and men of God, I'm just so humbled and honored today that God would. I knew nothing about this. Nothing.
Long,
and I have been here because, as Sister Bernard was telling you, Evangelist Bernard had been letting it be known because I started a job that I haven't been able. My situation transitional has changed.
Uh-huh.
But today is my birthday, and I happen to, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to get at here, please, that how God orchestrates things.
Thank you, Lord.
And I know God's in control. I didn't know nothing about this today, so. In other words, what happened to me, I wasn't feeling the best, so it was my, I stayed in, but I see now, I'm going to cut through all that and just get to this. That's why I'm saying I'm so humbled and honored that God would orchestrate this for me not to be missed this.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I would have felt so bad. I just thank God today
for
Evangelist Bernard, as Evangelist Bernard, the woman of God. And
amen. Hallelujah.
As my cousin, I'm thankful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This is what I'm saying. I'm humbled and I'm honored and I'm humbled today. I don't know myself. You know, I'm not worthy of any of this. God does what he does. We can't answer how he sets up things.
Yes. That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because everything that has been said about Evangelist Bernard, I know it to be true. I know this to be true because I know her personally in a whole nother way that I know you all understand.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's true. I've watched her go through. I've watched God bring her through.
Uh-huh.
Standing only because of God, but it's because she chose to rest in him and trust him.
Ah, hallelujah, Lord.
And I'm going to stop here because I'm full. Adrian, yes. I'll talk to you later, but I'm going to say this. Greater is coming.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Greater is coming. Your latter reign is greater, going to be greater than your former reign, and you know yourself. But God used me and spoke in your spirit when you were grieving with your daughter situation.
My Lord.
Then about you going back home. I didn't know.
Lord.
I can see it out of my heart. But I'm so thankful to God that I'm here to see it coming to pass.
Ah, hallelujah, Lord.
It is well.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
I'ma just say this. Let tomorrow take care of tomorrow. You recognize
come on.
Today and look for
Ooh,
him
Jesus.
Tomorrow because he won't be there. I'm done.
Thank you.
Bless
Jesus.
His holy name. Jesus, I
pray. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's all right. That's all right, Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen. We're going to go to Mother Charity next.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
Him, hallelujah.
Amen, God is just a good God. Amen.
Yes, he is.
And we are grateful, amen, for this particular day that has been set aside, amen, in order to give this great woman her accolades today. Praise
Thank
the Lord. Lord, amen. She is worthy of everything that is being said. God has blessed her in order to come to this day. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so I'm just so thankful I haven't known Sister Ballard that long, you know, only just for a few months.
Thank
but
the
it's
Lord.
Something about her that our souls just seem to click. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it's something I found that's real in her. Amen. And I thank the Lord, amen, for she has proven herself to be a woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I think and I praise the Lord, and I said, well, Lord, you know, what can I say, you know, because I don't know her like you all know her. But then I was just thinking. And I says, well, now I've heard her testimony. And the fact that she was in New Orleans, and the Lord brought her full circle, praise God, to California.
Yes.
And then she was there for 30 years.
Yes.
Praise God, before the Lord seen fit for her to go to California. And I said, well, now when she left New Orleans, she was a sinner undone.
My Lord.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
And I said, so everybody, they knew her life.
Hey.
Amen. When she left there.
Help us, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And then
Thank
after 30 years, praise God, she's going back there as a saint of God. Hallelujah. And I said that the people could see the difference in her life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Holy Ghost.
And somebody is going to be saved from her life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
She's going to be watching you. Oh, yes. They're going to be watching you more than what you were saying that would happen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You
let your little light so shine.
Come on now.
My God among men.
That
somebody can see your good works. And then they glorify God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I just thank the Lord, amen, for this time that I can have something to say about her. Praise God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, she's my sister in the Lord. Hallelujah. And all of those that's on the line, I enjoy you all. I've enjoyed all of y'all's comments that you all have made about it and what y'all know about her. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
And I thank God, amen, for this day set aside so that we can give her, amen, her dues. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is just so good to us. I was wondering, I said, Lord, you know the Lord is just so good that he's left this charge here on my phone. Because it looked like today, of all days, and it was just so busy. I was on the phone and my charge was using up, but it was necessary because the sister that called me and it was something she wanted to talk about and it took time and I said, oh my God, the time is near the time that I'm supposed to get on the radio broadcast. Then after that, the President of the United States, there he came on now. I'm trying to hear, I said, Lord, what has he got to say? What is going on? And the time started using up. And I said, Lord, the charge of me to be done dropped off before I get a chance to have my say about her. But glory to God, amen. But just use, amen, that particular topic that we've been had about humbling yourself and humility. Just humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will exalt you in due time. God is going to work this thing out down there. He got a work for you to do down there. He got somebody amen, to be saved through your life. Hallelujah. Amen. So God continue to bless you and keep you, and you will ever be in my prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless
all
you
right.
now.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God is doing a thing. Amen, amen. The lives that you touch, you never know how many people you touch.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God.
God.
We thank God. We thank God. Well, we thank everybody for tuning in today. We thank God for the testimonies. We thank God for touching an agreement. But before I turn this over to Evangelist Bernard and let her just...
Did we miss anybody? We still have some people we didn't get.
Uh-oh. I'm like those were the names they gave me. They gave me like five names. I think we hit all of those. We went Darlene. Darlene
posted,
Davis needs
oh,
to go. I think.
Oh,
name,
she does.
We didn't get to her
oh,
yet.
Oh,
she on?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. My bad. I'm going to end it here because after Prophetess Darlene, we're going to go straight to Evangelist Bernard. But come on, everybody. Covenant with New Destiny. As we were saying, we have pushed the button. Our commitment with you monthly has been sown. So we're looking for the harvest already in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
All right, Holy Ghost.
Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise him because he is worthy to be praised. I just give God honor this day. Hallelujah.
Thank
God for God being God. I just thank God for what he's doing on today.
Hallelujah.
God, I'm going to push number one if they don't call my name because I got to. Sometimes I want to in the background, but today I got to say something about the great woman of God. I got to give her acknowledgement. So I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I truly, truly thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for New Destiny broadcast. I just thank God for what I don't even know how to start, but I'm going to make it real short and brief. First of all, great woman of God, I truly, truly salute you today, and I truly it's an honor and a privilege to say something to you because you have said so many words to me. I love you. I thank God for you, and I'm telling you, I'm going to try to say this without crying. I came on 2013, and I was broken, and I tell this testimony all the time. And I didn't want to talk, didn't want to be bothered with church people, didn't want to be bothered. But I thank God this woman of God had the love. I thank God that she had prayer. I thank God, even though she didn't say a whole lot to me, but I could feel the love. I can feel the prayer. And when I began to hear the topics of the speakers and the preachers and the prophets and all that, I began to get strengthened. I felt like I was in a hospital, spiritual hospital. And I began to get healed in my body.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I began to be restored. Hallelujah. From New Destiny broadcast. From the woman of God. And one day God said, call her and give her a word. Little did I know when I called her, she had a word for me. And we went up on the phone and we had church. And I began to feel the Spirit of God moving in my home. And I thank God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not going to preach and I'm not going to teach. But I just want to say that I thank God because she walked by faith and not by sight. And
hallelujah.
The thing she is on the broadcast and off, you know, some people change when they come out of church.
Come on,
the same woman of God. We had church just as we were on the broadcast. And I began to lift up God even more. So I'm
not the same
woman of God in 2013. Thank God for Prophetess Barbara Till introducing me to this line. She said, go on. There's something God wants to do with you,
God.
And it's something God has for you. And I tell you, she's a true woman of God. And she told
Jesus.
Definitely the truth. My heart is not the same. My spirit is not the same. I've been provoked on Fridays from Pastor Hamilton. I thank God for his ministry. I've been encouraged by Minister Liberal Democrat. I want to call him Pastor because that's what he is. By him coming
Come on, help
and supporting
us today.
My
help
prayer.
Us.
King.
My Lord.
I've been so inspired by him coming on. He didn't have to. As he comes off the broadcast, he can go and rest. But he comes on and my prayer line and support. And he has such an humble spirit. He don't come and take it over. He comes and giving love. So I just thank God and so many others that has been encouragement to me. So I thank God when I hear mother preach and I hear mother talk and other different ones. I tell you,
yes,
this is my spirit. So I just thank God for you. Pastor Bernard, God got so many things in store for you. The best is yet to come. And I thank God, and I speak blessings. I speak prosperity in your life. And you don't worry about anything because God got everything under control. And I thank God for the joy of the Lord. It is your strength. And I thank God because you are a living example of a true woman of God. And I tell you, continue to walk in peace. Continue to walk in joy, continue to walk in love, and I just thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for Sister Ruby. I just thank God for each and every one of you that has spoke already and the ones that didn't. I just thank God, and the rain is coming down upon you, Pastor Bernard. Hallelujah, spiritual rain. So I thank God for the overflow that's coming your way. God bless you. I thank you. I'm not the same. Some doors has been opening. You prophesied that. Since 2013, the doors have been opening, and God is using me mightily, and I know he's going to use me even more. To God be the glory. That was your prophecy. That's why I'm telling you, not about me, but it's all about God. So
all
I know
right.
that you don't call yourself a prophet, but you are a prophet. You are a great woman of God, and you have the fivefold ministry in you, and God is getting ready to stir you up and use you even more and activate your gifts even more.
Ooh, Jesus.
And so many
Hallelujah.
Are going to come to you in your hands, and I just thank God for you. No lack. Increase.
Yeah.
God
no
is
lack.
Giving you increase, and he's enlarging your territory. God bless you,
Ooh,
great
enlarge.
Woman of God. Thank you. I salute you today. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Whoa,
That's
Jesus.
All right, Holy
Glory.
Uh-huh.
We have one more caller, Minister Tracy Curtis. We're going to go live with Minister Curtis. She has a poem, I believe, for you, Evangelist.
Well, let me say this. Minister Tracy is going to, Stacy, really, is going to be on the line with us on Tuesday. She'll be teaching on emotional wellness, so please don't miss
All right.
This young
Amen.
Woman. We met her through Pastor Hamilton, so we certainly
Amen.
Want to open up the lines. And if Sister Ruby have anybody else that's on the line, I was looking at the studio with Marty, but he's doing some other things. So if there's any other callers, if there are any,
Not
if there
to,
is
I believe,
any other
I believe,
callers,
yeah, I believe Minister Curtis is the last one.
Okay,
Minister Curtis is also doing a show on Tuesdays on the Now Network called I Can Relate. So she's expounding her boundaries also.
All right. Well, God bless you. I just love our spirit. God
All
bless
right.
you.
Amen. Minister Tracy?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
You want to go ahead and read your poem or bless the woman of God?
Yes, yes. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for introducing me to Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. She has been a blessing in my life, and it's been such a short time. And you know a person is anointed and appointed when you can just meet them, number one, online for a short time, and they already bless your life. Right now. Amen, amen. It's in my
Hallelujah.
Spirit. It's in my spirit. But I just I had reached out to her on Facebook just to let her know that I recognize her spirit, and she reminded me so much of my late grandmother, who was overseer Dr. Bertha Thompson, and that the fire in Evangelist Bernard is the fire of the Lord, and she just has that. It burns bright, and that draws people to her.
Oh,
and a lot
Jesus.
Of people may think, who don't know anything about the Lord, they may think they're drawn to her personality or her in general, but they're drawn to her anointing. And that's what the anointing
Jesus.
Does. And so I just want to thank you, number one, for just being obedient. And so I have a poem and a prayer, and I'll do it real quickly because I know you probably have to go. And the poem is, it's Evangelist Bernard. I've never met you in person, but when I look at you, what do I see? I see the hands that hold God's word and fold in prayer to seek his will. I see the feet that walk the path and offers up praise as from a sincere heart. I see the hands that serve him well, the ears that speak to hear his call.
Hallelujah.
I see a mouth that speaks truth and wisdom.
I see
busy feet that carry the message to all. I see the heart that was pricked and pruned and God's woman answered the gospel call and yielded her life as a humble servant. I see a woman who's willing to suffer as Apostle Paul. I see all of this as she stands in the pulpit online through the medium of Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. She's an instrument through which God speaks the words of wisdom, of love, and peace to lead and guide all those whom God seeks. And that is you, Evangelist Bernard. And my prayer for you is, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray and confess that the Spirit of the Lord
name
is resting upon Evangelist Bernard,
name
the Spirit of
Jesus,
counsel
rest.
And might and wisdom and understanding,
yes,
the Spirit of knowledge
Jesus,
and the fear of
hallelujah.
The Lord rest upon her, according to Isaiah 11, 1 through 2. Lord, I pray that you continue to anoint and qualify her to preach the good news to the meek, the poor, the wealthy, and the afflicted. Father God, send her to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physically and spiritually captive, to open up the prisons in the eyes of those who are blinded, according to Isaiah 61, 1 through 2. I pray and agree with Evangelist Bernard that no weapon formed against her will prosper, and every tongue that rises against her in judgment shall be shown to be wrong, according to Isaiah 54:17.
Jesus.
Father God, I give to Evangelist Bernard encouragement, faithfulness, and integrity when it comes to the priesthood. That's what she possesses, Father. Help her, Lord Jesus, to hold fast to the form of sound words and be able to commit those leadership principles that you have instilled in her to be faithful to truth to men and women across this nation. Father God, I give life for Evangelist Bernard. And so I pray for her, Lord, and undergird her with a good conversation and clean attitude. That's what she possesses, Father. And I thank you for putting that in her. I know she's anointed to be your servant. Therefore, I put myself in agreement with her, in covenant with her, and I submit to her leadership as unto the Lord, according to Isaiah 40, 10 through 11. Father, I pray for Evangelist Bernard that you may open doors for the work of
doors.
New Destiny Ministry. Not just one. Mm. Doors. Plenty of them.
Doors. Doors.
New Destiny Ministry. Ah. So that she may proclaim
multiple.
The mystery of Christ clearly. It's a mystery. Clearly in all places. And cause her feet to tread. Lord Jesus. Evangelist Bernard, may the Lord God bless you real good. That's what we used to say when I was a little girl. May the Lord God bless you real good. So that's what I pray for you. And I love you already. I love you with the love of the Lord. I just pray for nothing but the best.
Take joy, my
the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name.
Hear you hear.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Let it be a sweet sound. Let it be a sweet sound. Let it be a sweet sound in your ear.
Yes.
Evangelist Bernard.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. I'm just so full today. I was full on yesterday. I know you all know that too. But I have a double portion of fullness today. And I don't think Pastor Hamilton really told you all how I met him, how he met me and how he was introduced to this line. And I tell you, I'm just, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Blessed. Very humbling. And this was just about last minute. You know, I truly bless the Lord for every one of you that, and I'm full because I counted six of my family members on the line today. And I'm just honored to have Bishop Alfred Seward. I just gave Pastor Hamilton his personal cell number at about 1:30 New Orleans time, which was about 11:30 California time. So I got time. But I met Pastor Hamilton through Minister Patricia Spates, and then she in turn introduced me to her daughter, Faithful Spates, who was my graphic artist for this ministry for about 6 or 7 months.
Yes, yes.
And when you see these flyers that I post on Facebook, she was the graphic artist that did that, you know, did the temporary website for me. So I
thank
God for Minister Space and Faithful Space coming into
yes,
my life
yes.
for that season. And when they introduced me to Pastor Hamilton, we immediately connected, and I asked the man of God, Faithful, got a flyer together, and we came up with Provoke Friday. And I tell you, this man of God has been faithful to this broadcast. He's been faithful to this ministry. I don't know, the only times I ever knew him not to come on is when there was a little incident last year. Amen. But he came back bigger. He came back stronger. He came back
yes.
with a greater
oh,
anointing.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen. Oh. So I truly thank God for Pastor Hamilton. And I tell you, as I reflect upon this topic, a time of reflection, when I think about
Jesus.
All of you that's on the line, everyone on this line was introduced by someone else other than
yes.
Sister Ruby and everybody else, somebody else introduced you. Mother Charity, 83 years old, Mother Cannon introduced her to me and told her to call in on the radio broadcast. And Mother has been faithful. She's on this line all
right.
time, every day. Prophetess Darlene introduced through a mutual friend of mine, Prophetess Barbara Hill, introduced her. Albertine and Tammy, Sister Dirty Screen introduced them. I'm telling you, God has done this thing. Pastor Martin, I was introduced to her through Prophet Michael Lewis, not Davis, Michael Lewis, and he in turn introduced me to her, and I have ministered at her church, Pastor Martin's church. I have ministered there, and we have been friends. Sister Ruby, I met her in the church that I joined for about, it was short-lived, I think about 4 months. Amen, and I'll never forget Evangelist Joshua and Sister Ruby. I met them, and Evangelist Joshua talking about special ops when I went in there and did a spiritual leadership conference, and Sister Ruby and Evangelist Joshua came out of that ministry not knowing that God was going to. I had already launched my ministry, but not this Blog Talk Radio. And I just tell you, Sister Ruby was a novice. She was a computer trained. She was very illiterate when it comes to this computer. She just knew about it. But
bless
the Lord put Mr. Ruby in my life for such a time as this, and vice versa. And I was able to train her, go into her home and train her on this computer and about Blog Talk. She still don't know a whole lot about the computer, but honey, she know about this Blog Talk. She
all
know
right.
how to sign on. She know how to get in that chat room. She know how to mute your line and unmute your line. She know how to put those songs on. Amen. She don't know all the scheduling and all of that. I didn't have time to teach all of that. But God, she has been such a blessing in my life. I tell you, I thank God for her. Minister Democrat is probably the only one that wasn't introduced through a live person. He found us online because he's a computer rat. I call him a computer rat.
Why got to be rat?
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
You talk to him on the phone, and you ask him a question or something, he right there could pull up the question, pull up the person, everything. So I tell you, thank God because God have brought you all in my life. I thank God for Minister Aaron Singleton, my cousin.
Yes,
Aaron
God.
Is the one that really started talking about, even though my family knew about this radio broadcast, Aaron is the one that was really publicizing it.
Yes,
he was
God.
The one telling his sisters and his brothers, y'all need to get on Adrian's line. Call in, get on the line. So, Aaron, one thing about Aaron, he is consistent and persistent. Okay?
Yes, Lord. All right.
Amen.
You ain't going to give him no. So I thank God because Verona, Roni started coming on the line, and I tell you, God, it just took off from there. And what can I say about my cousin, Prophetess Glover? She and I be at war sometimes. We be at war sometimes, not because we don't love one another. We just, and, you know, she's a younger woman, and I'm an older woman. And sometimes I don't get what she's saying, and sometimes she don't get what I'm saying. But she know we have genuine love for one another.
Yes,
I tell her, if nobody call and check on me, Prophetess Glover, we call her Dodie. Dodie is going to call me. Even while I'm here in New Orleans, my great-grandson, he already have learned Dodie's name. And he said, Dodie, Dodie, Dodie. So he know that Dodie and I are talking on the phone. So I tell you all have blessed. If you all don't throw a quarter, because I'm not about money. I'm not about money. I believe, like Sister Ruby, if God gives you a vision, he'll give you the provision. I believe that. But I also know the scripture says, we have not because we ask not. He said, ask and it shall be given.
Yes.
Seek and you shall find.
Yes.
Knock and the door shall be open. That's scripture. So that ain't something I'm saying. So I just tell you all, God has been moving mightily in my life before I left California. I tell you, God bless. And my cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton, he told me, he said, Adrian, before you leave, he said, God is going to bless you. Two people, he told me, was going to sow into my life. Well, how about four or five sold into my life? Sister Donna Shaw, I didn't see y'all on the line today. But I tell you, Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy opened up her apartment home to me while I was in L.A. Sister Albertine blessed me. My other cousin, Bishop Winston Singleton, blessed me. Sister Donna Shaw, I tell you, Sister Corinthian, she wasn't on the line today, but God knows she's a prayer warrior that prays for me, and I love her dearly. So,
yes. Hallelujah.
My hats off. Sister T has been with me from the inception of this broadcast. There's so many friends and family in the gospel. There's so many people God have connected me with through this radio broadcast. Minister Tracy Curtis, she and I have talked, and I seem like I've been knowing her all my life. So you all don't miss on Tuesday. She's going to be on here talking about emotional wellness. And some of these things we need for our livelihood. Because guess what? It don't take but a moment for you to lose it.
That's
so
right.
I want you all to know that I appreciate all of you all. Prophetess Darlene has just been a blessing. She's on this line every day. And sometimes God will tell her to say something, and she's considering the time, and she's considering the callers. Sometimes we have a lot of callers on the line, and if one caller speaks for 15 or 20 minutes, then you're taking up the rest of the you're taking up the time, and everybody else won't be able to say as much. But Mother Charity, Sister Barbara, haven't been on the line, but we praying that she'll get our phone thing together and she'll be back on the line. And even Mother Charity's daughter, Sister Deborah, we thank God for her also. I just thank God for those that's missing, that's not on the line. I give God glory and I give him praise for everything he's doing. And I tell you, if you all on ever so, I want to see y'all, most of you all, the majority of you all that come on this line. I want to see you all in New Orleans because we're going to be launching our ministry here in New Orleans in September the 4th through the 6th. And Minister Tracy, I want you to mark those dates too, because we need to hear about this emotional wellness. So
yes,
please mark your calendars. That's what I'm focusing on. I was going to be celebrating my 60th birthday in June, but I'm
all
not
right.
even doing a 60th celebration, because all of my energy and all of my focus and all of my funds are going to be allocated to this conference September the 4th through the 6th, and I'm going to tell you, God is in it, because we got a venue, amen,
right.
got a venue, and God blessed us with it, amen, didn't have to look for any, didn't have to seek for any, God already had it prepared. Hallelujah. When it says, eyes haven't seen, neither have heard what God has prepared for those that endure, those that go through. See, we got to stop murmuring and complaining. And if
come
you
on, help us today.
God, if you don't trust God, why murmur? Why complain? God meaning, even though you can't see it, speak it. The Bible said, call those things and that's not as though they are.
Help us.
Stop murmuring. If we can stop complaining, if we can stop looking at our critical conditions and situations, and if we would only say, there's nothing too hard for God.
Nothing too hard for God.
I'm here in New Orleans because God told me to go. And so since God told me to go, every one of my needs is going to be met, because God will not be made ashamed. And guess what? Anything he told you to do, God is the only backup you need. He'll cause his angels. He'll give them charge over you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You know what I like about it? I'm going to close on this. You heard Bishop Alfred Singleton said his great-grandfather was a presiding elder. Well, his great-grandfather was my great-great-grandfather. Amen. So ministry, our family has been called to ministry.
Yes.
Called to ministry. And that's why we know how to serve so well. Okay? Because guess what? Somebody else has served us. Amen. And that's what it's about, serving. Jesus came as a servant. He didn't come to wash his feet. He said, I'm going to wash your feet, and if I don't do it, you don't have no part with me. Hallelujah. So I just bless you all today. I thank God for you. I thank God for everything that you sowed into my life.
Hallelujah.
Everything that you sowed into my life, God is going to reward you for your efforts. Thank God for Minister Democrat. He worked behind the scenes. But this man of God has been such a blessing to this ministry. And I tell you, to see yourself on YouTube, and you ain't never had some of you don't even know what YouTube is. And
help us. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Broadcast, and you preach a message, and in a day or two, you can go on the internet and see yourself preaching and teaching on YouTube. It's all because of what God have given this man of God. So we bless you all. We thank you. Whatever we do, it's going to be led of God. And I try to. We'll see you all on tomorrow for Provoked Fridays. I'm gonna let the men of God close us on out. Pastor Hamilton and Minister Democrat. Thank God for Ruby Marty was
Hallelujah.
Helping me with the studio. So if you seen him clicking on something, that was him, not me. Okay?
That was me. Yeah, that was me. That was me.
And
amen.
I want to tell you all, the Lord blessed me with a laptop.
All right. Hallelujah.
Business.
All right, Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Business. Hallelujah.
That's just a start. That's just a start. You better get ready for the overflow.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's all right.
I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of Minister Democrat and Pastor Hamilton and Sister Ruth.
Amen.
And you all can take it from there.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Oh, please,
amen.
Lord.
You want to close us in prayer, Minister Democrat?
Before we do that, let me say I left my sister out, Dawn. I dare not leave my sister Dawn out. She's been such a great support. I tell you, she call in while she's on her job. Every day she's on this line, even on Sundays while she's getting ready to go to church. She's on the line. So I thank God for my sister.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say, Evangelist Bernard, that's just a step one. You need to get room in order. You know, the Bible says that he will bless you, that you won't have room to receive. Make some more room because he's about to overtake you and overflow you with the blessings because of your faith. Trust it. Believe it. It's coming right now. It's right. He didn't say wait to heaven. Heaven's coming down for you right now on earth as it's already been finished in the name of Jesus.
All right.
Get ready for provoke. We're on this humility thing. Y'all tapped into something because I wear humility. I got a pair of shoes named humility. We are going to talk about a new step. We're going to talk about a new step.
Name of humility.
We're going to talk a new step in P2P, and humility is his name, tomorrow on Provoke Fridays, Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, amen. So we thank God for those that have been covering the ministry and whatnot. I think Prophetess Harris, amen, also, amen. Amen. People like that have been connected to this ministry because of this woman of God. Amen, amen. She said, get ready for God to blow your mind. Amen. And I keep seeing that every time I call in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you for the things that you've done and the things that you're going to do. Amen. We thank you, O God, amen, for this woman of God, amen, for giving her the vision. For you said, without a vision, my people perish. And we thank you, God, for the vision that you've given her, O God. Amen. And you've given her the vision not only on the radio. Amen, amen, O God, but over in New Orleans. So we pray, O God, we cover the woman of God in New Orleans even now. Amen, from this prayer, O God. Amen, O God, cover this ministry, O God, those that are attached to this ministry, O God. Even now, those that are listening now and those that will listen afar off, O God. Amen, tomorrow and the next day. Begin to speak in their situation, God. Amen, O God, begin to activate in them. Amen. The gift that you've given them, amen, to God, because they've called into this ministry. Amen, to God. And they begin to activate their gift. We pray, God, that there be no backlash, that there be no retaliation for what we did here today. Amen. But you will cover every minister, every fivefold ministry connected to this ministry, oh God. That you will cover, amen, to God, all those under the sound of our voice, oh God, and that you will blow our mind. Even when we hang up. Amen. You will still begin to bless us. Still, amen, again, cover us, not by power nor by might. Amen. But by your spirit, even now, we thank you and we receive it right now. We thank you for these peoples of God in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Hamilton, can you sing happy birthday to Verona?
Amen, amen. All right.
Is he gone? Sister Ruby? Where's Sister Ruby?
Well, I'll sing it, amen. I'll sing a little something, amen. I'll sing.
On the line?
Amen.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. I don't know how I got muted out, but yeah, we can sing together, Minister Democrat.
No, I'm a fall back. Hallelujah. Amen. But go
amen,
ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you. Wait a minute. Not like that. Happy birthday to you.
Right now.
Happy birthday to
you. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And many more. Hallelujah.
All right, Holy Ghost. Thank you.
All right, cousin.
See y'all tomorrow for Provoke Friday. Good. Have a great afternoon.
Praise
amen. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Amen. We're going to, for a minute, Sister Dawn.
Yeah, that's my sister. She might want to say something, Dawn.
Sister Dawn.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, we acknowledge she's on the line. We're going to close out Minister Democrat done the prayer, but I wanted to read two scriptures about Evangelist Bernard. And it's first John, if you write it down, chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that love is born of God and knoweth God. She tries to do that, love everybody. And then I'm going to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. She always do this. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are the household of faith. Isn't that exciting? To have
yes,
that?
God.
So, Evangelist Bernard, you have shown that. You believe in self-friendly and doing well towards God's people and the ones that's not there. And not God's people, because all souls are the Lord. But with that, in the time I've been with you, over 3 years, I imagine, I have seen it and examined it, and it's real. So God,
thank you, Lord.
We know the Lord is blessing, and keep blessing, and keep blessing. So God bless each and every one on.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's one of my favorite scriptures, Sister Ruby, Galatians 6 and 10.
All right.
I know it was your favorite, but I said, let me talk about this love one another.
Yes,
and,
God.
Amen. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's marvelous in our sight, and we're going to close out. Did you have anything else to say, Evangelist Bernard?
That's it. God bless you all. We need somebody for Sunday morning prayer. I might have to do a little juggling and adjust that schedule because I'll be in service at 7:30 in New Orleans on Sunday morning. So I'll pray about it and see what the Lord says. Some people want to get ready on Sundays. Maybe I'll just exit out for a season. We'll see.
Okay,
God bless you all.
God bless this work. This is her song, so we keep putting it on and hope everybody knows that it's working.
All right.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. For grace, for favor, yeah. This is my seed to reap what I have sown.
Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yeah. And I know he's evil. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
To reap what I have sown. fights for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say what you say. God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you wait on me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace,
for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
It's working by William Murphy. God bless. We're signing off.